With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. If you hadn't noticed, it's springtime here in the Pacific Northwest, and with harvest time fast approaching, farm employers are working quickly to prepare for vaccinating the ag workforce. Washington State Tree Fruit Association President John Devaney says it's taken a full year to get to this point, but the time has come.
We joined a number of other agricultural groups in communicating to the governor our desire to see the ag workforce prioritized as soon as possible, as soon as supplies were available. So we're pleased to now have date certain, and our ag workers are now eligible for vaccination.
With a year of COVID experience now under their belts, Devaney says some employers aren't wasting any time.
I've talked to a number of growers who said they've had some of their workers already be vaccinated, which is great. And now plans are underway to have vaccination on-site clinics for packing house employees and on farms so that we can quickly move through getting our workers vaccinated.
It won't be very long, Devaney says, before the fields and orchards get very busy.
The more we do now, the more we can keep up with workers as they arrive in the state over the coming months as harvest ramps up, and workers will come from out of state and from overseas to do this agricultural work. We want to make sure that they can do it safely.
Listen tomorrow for more on the effort to get our essential ag workforce vaccinated as quickly as possible. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.